right now.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yeah, yeah. Those that literally dropped the ball before the ball dropped. Mm. And it's never too late to get on Santa's naughty list. We will start in lovely San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen.
City by the Bay.
2 days ago, had a massive citywide across San Francisco power outage.
Mm.
And that knocks out all traffic signals. And that confuses the heck out of the Waymo self-driving cars.
Oh, dear.
Now, the Waymo self-driving cars, that's been going on a while out there on the left coast. They didn't lose power, but none of them knew what to do when there were no working traffic lights. So they just stopped. Wherever they were, they stopped.
I'm just going to sit here and wait.
And that, of course, added to the massive gridlock that was already happening, the citywide outage, has now forced Waymo to halt its driverless car service yet again. They're going to try it, though, one more time. Again and again.
But, I mean,
and again.
In their defense, human drivers in San Francisco have no clue what to do either. So
hey, when in Rome.
There's that, yeah. The police department in Trumbull County, Ohio, is not playing around when it comes to drinking and driving, even if the vehicle of choice has four hooves. Men in blue pop some guys sucking down a few on a horse and buggy. They gave chase. The guys ran into the woods. Authorities still cannot find the gentleman, but they did get a new horse out of the deal.
Yeah.
And the buggy
has a
custom stereo system. Boom, boom.
Are these like rockin' Amish?
Yeah. Party, party.
You know, the traffic light goes out. That's not going to affect them.
Yeah.
See? Maybe they're ahead of the game on that.
They're no Waymo.
Let's go to Washington. And I mean the great Northwest there. Seattle King County Public Health Department issued this warning yesterday on Facebook. They've had a lot of rain up there. Heavy, heavy rains.
Oh, yeah.
And flooding. And cue nightmare alert as they issued a rodent advisory.
What?
Yes. For toilet rats.
Ew, ew.
This is from the Seattle and King County Public Health Department. Quote, the heavy rain and floodwaters may sweep rodents into the sewer systems, the post said. If a rat visits your toilet, take a deep breath and follow these tips. It added, along with an infographic outlining what to do if a rat appears in your commode. It instructs residents to, this is not a joke. There was illustrations. Stay calm, close the toilet lid, and flush it back down.
But they remain said, calm.
If
while
the
this
rat is still there, they should pour dish soap in the toilet and flush the toilet again until the rat is gone. I'm moving. That's what I'm doing. I'm never, ever, ever going to the bathroom ever again. Ever.
Do we need more Ohio?
We don't need more Washington, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Okay, all right. A guy in East Cleveland, well, speaking of restrooms, he popped into a Sunoco gas station to use the facilities, which, by the way, does not double as a hotel.
Mm.
Customers found him passed out with a whiskey bottle. He told police, hey, I just had a few beers.
Yeah.
And picked up and popped another while he was being questioned.
Oh.
He was,
that's brazen.
He was given a citation.
All right. Well, he lucky.
Drinky, drinky.
Shame.
There you go.
Good choices.
Shame.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been
shame.
There. Let us go to... We've all been here, right? The Dollar General in Jasper, Texas. My, I hear it's lovely this time of year. And evidently it wasn't this past week. A man in a Santa, full-on Santa regalia, broke in and stole cigarettes and cigars from the Dollar General in Jasper, Texas. Deputies are trying to identify the man, but I mean, they know what he looks like. You're not going to catch him.
So reindeer will be up on the rooftop tomorrow night, but if you made a run for it in California, that would be Cookie and Noel, who escaped from a trailer on I-5 in Los Angeles on Saturday. And they went for a little jog. Very Mark Phillips. Animal control officers eventually rounded up the duo, released them to their owners, aww, who were grateful, yeah, that they're now ready for their upcoming Christmas duties. I mean, there we go. They didn't jump on things.
Well, that's they were okay. getting ready. They were just stretching. And then finally, let's end up on the other side of the world in India. Actually, pardon me, no. This is Bangkok. And there is the Gold Curry Eatery, which, just like, you know, the Big Texan in Amarillo and a couple other places, has an eating challenge.
Oh, dear.
Well, they have a curry eating challenge. Can you imagine? Claim that some foreign man cheated during their curry eating challenge. The man was caught on camera, actually, putting rice in his pockets before finishing his curry meal with 5 minutes to spare. He claimed to have eaten 17 and a half pounds of curry converted about $669. The restaurant warned others, if you attempt to do this, we will kick you out and shame you publicly.
Shame.
Exactly.
Boom.
They said it's disappointing to see someone stoop so low for a cash prize for eating 17 and a half pounds of curry. Tell you what,
you're going to say something gross now.
That's how you get rid of those toilet rats.